How you doing?
Good.
You taking off? Or?
No. Oh. Just sticking around for the next hour or two. So,
gotcha.
Yeah,
what's your name?
Days for life. I'm Noah.
Noah?
Yeah.
Chuck?
Yeah.
Derek?
I think we've all been on this block before together. Oh. I haven't been here in about 2 years because I moved to Utah for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
You're back out.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm glad we're all here doing, standing up for life.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you're here to defend babies as well. I want to talk to you about your soul, though, because I love you.
Yeah, I understand.
So Noah, if you were to die today,
yeah.
Would you go to heaven?
I think so.
You think so?
I have deep faith and confidence in the fact that I live.
That's a better answer. Deep faith and confidence. Based upon what?
Based upon my baptism.
Your baptism. Okay,
yeah.
that's a good place to go as a Roman Catholic, I understand. Because the sacrament of baptism removes original sin and makes you a member of the universal church. According to your doctrine.
Right.
But what does the Word of God say?
That you must be baptized by the Spirit and by the waters to enter into eternal life. That's what Jesus said, right?
Well, Jesus in John 6:63, he said, it is the Spirit who gives life.
Right.
The flesh profits nothing.
Right.
The words that I speak to are Spirit and life. It is the Spirit who gives life. It's the Spirit who regenerates. It's the Spirit who ultimately saves. It gives us even the gift of faith. Faith is not something we generate. It's a gift of God.
Absolutely.
Yes. And so faith in Christ, from beginning to the end of the Bible, faith in Christ, Old Testament Christ who is to come, New Testament Christ who has come, but faith in Christ and His finished work alone
is
what saves us. Yes, exactly. Tetelestai. It is finished. Not baptism.
Right.
And so when I ask you about your hope for your eternal soul, and you
right.
point to baptism,
yeah.
you're pointing to something ultimately your parents did and a priest did, not pointing to what Jesus did. That is scary, my friend, because Jesus said, the flesh profits nothing.
Right.
And the Isaiah 64:6 says, all of our righteousnesses, all the things we do, are as filthy rags.
Right.
Why? Because they come from a heart that is deceitful of all things and desperately wicked, Jeremiah 17:9. And so all that we do is tainted with sin. We cannot